Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Okay, so as you were reading that, I was thinking about the version that we all learn when we're young.
I know. What is the...
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against
us. Right, right.
So I just quickly looked that up because I was wondering what version has those words in it.
Yeah.
And I have never heard of this version. It's called... It's called the New Matthew Bible. Hi, Matthew, whoever you are. The New Matthew Bible. That's the only way I can find it.
You know what? When we were kids, and every time I've ever had to read the Lord's Prayer, I mess it up. So this is kind of take two, right? Because I always kind of launch into just memory. And I don't know where we ever got that
Okay,
from.
There is a King James Version. Yes, it is King James. Why did it pull up the New Matthew Bible for me? That is weird.
Wait a minute.
Matthew 6:12, King James Version.
Oh, we have two listings of NIV. Okay, we'll fix this.
Yeah.
Oh, did you just do this to mess with me?
No.
That would have been funny.
Okay, so, no wonder we were so confused. Isn't that weird, eh?
Yeah, I was totally second-guessing myself because I thought, how do I know a different version and I'm so sure? Okay, we'll fix this.
No. No, the King James says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
No. But on the marriage prayer, it's listed as NIV twice.
Really? Okay, yeah. But we're still at the point now. Where did this version come from? Which is the version says, forgive us our trespasses?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of people are out there probably going,
what does
come
it matter?
On, we know. Everybody else knows this except us. But
yeah, we're confused.
It does matter.
No, I don't think so.
It does to
the
me.
New Matthew version, whatever that is.
No.
Okay, but getting back to the verse, because it doesn't really matter what we're talking about here. What I love, this has been on my mind. I sat in the bedroom how many hours yesterday? Hours and hours and hours writing. Mm-hmm. And the one topic that's really on my mind, in which I'm starting a new book on, the book isn't about it, but this is at the center of the book. It's total reliance on God. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus says right away at the beginning of the prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. There's so many good principles that we can learn from this prayer that we can just pull out and learn. It's a Bible study all on its own. We say, he starts by saying, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Like, praise you, God. You know, it shows us that prayer isn't just about asking for the things that we need, but take that time first to praise God, to worship God when you're praying. And then say, regardless of what's going to happen in my life, Lord, may your will be done. And that is so important because when we do have that full reliance on God, we can go through anything. Then mm-hmm. we have that. Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday on the podcast too, about that walking in the dark and about trusting God every step of the way. And then give us this day our daily bread. You know, we're not asking for more, Lord. We talked this afternoon about the manna and the quail that the Israelites ate in the desert mm-hmm. and how God supplied them with their food, but it was their greed that led to their sickness mm-hmm. when they tried to hoard up the manna
right.
and they ate too much of the quail so that they were sick.
Yep.
If we just follow God and say, Lord, you know what I need today, Lord, and I want to just walk in that will. I want to give as much as, I want to get as much as you're giving me, Lord, whether that be a lot or it be a little today. May I be content with that. And so I do love that part too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And forgiving others. You know, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we talked about this the other day, I think. I think we did, actually, because we were talking about if we don't forgive, we will not be forgiven, which is a terrifying thing. And it's so important that it's in this short prayer. So when Christ said, when the disciples said, teach us how to pray, wow, pay attention to this one, because he put in there everything that was so important. You know, so pick through it, read it through, and I think you'd be really surprised what a lot of this means, because it's front to back, like right from the beginning of his ministry, right to his return is actually in this prayer. And there's the homework for the day.
And there's that line that really has led to a lot of discussion. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That has been the center of a lot of conversations. Does God lead you into temptation? God doesn't tempt you, but a lot of times he's going to allow us, like he did with Jesus before he started his ministry. The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where we get that strengthening of our spirit, that we, that reliance on God. Again, I'm going to say that word for like the next 6 months. When we are in that desert place and we say, okay, Lord, I am being tested and tried here, and I am going to rely on you. And the Holy Spirit knows what's good for our soul and what is used for strengthening us. And so we do go through these tough times, but they're so good for our soul. But yet he asks, don't lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, Jesus is asking, you know, let us be spared from this, which is, thanks, Jesus, for thinking of that and for reminding us to pray for that too. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be, you know, led into temptation, because I know how weak I am and that I might fall. And so it's important too that I say, Lord, help me to stay away from those temptations, Lord. But if I should fall, then deliver me from that evil, Lord. Help me to be strong enough to walk away from that.
Yeah, to endure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
endure.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you want to pray now?
Let's do that.
All right. Our Father who art in heaven, your name is holy and to be revered. Your will be done in our marriage for all the days we are given. May you continue to provide for us, Lord, supplying all our daily needs. May we always be grateful, giving thanks for all that you've given, knowing that your gifts are perfect and that they are perfected by love. May we grow in your truth so that we may walk faithfully. Forgive us our sins and our failures, and help us to forgive one another in love. Help us turn away from temptation and keep us from anything that dishonors you or would threaten this bond that we have built. May our marriage be one of peace. May our marriage, our lives, and our homes always be for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.